Jesus got into the boat again and went back to this other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." This is one of the Bible verses that catches my interest. Well, all of the Bible catches my interest, but there are certain specific moments that happened, which perhaps God allowed them to be there, to remain written there, so we can learn something from them. This particular one is not only to talk about a testimony about something that happened to a woman, my beloved friends, who has suffered for many years, who for many years had had an illness that the medical science had not been able to resolve. A disease to which she seemed condemned after having spent all she had. I imagine her always running to the latest treatment of the moment. Whenever it came to her ears that such doctor or such person could help her in the midst of her need, she ran there. Have you ever experienced this? When you have an extraordinarily strong, urgent need, you lay your hands on everything that comes to your ears, do you not? It is like you have an illness and it comes to your ears that taking this or that worked for a particular person. And you say, if it worked for that person, I should take advantage of it too. It might work for me also. So you invest money on it, you invest time and trust, and at the end, after all the investment you made, you realize it did not work for you, and perhaps you got worse. Let us ask ourselves, who do we trust? It is necessary to ask ourselves this question, because depending on whom we trust, this is the way we are going to live our life. Sadly, we invest our time, we invest our resources on those we trust, or on that situation on which we trust. And at the end, the result will be the same or maybe even worse. Because everything that it is made by men has a margin of error. So trusting people or even ourselves is a mistake. How good is to trust someone who never makes a mistake? How good is it to trust someone who will never forsake us? How good is to trust someone who never changes and will remain faithful to us all the time? When we trust in God, we will experience the real trust, which will be correctly rewarded. He, my beloved friend, never changes, and each promise he makes to us, he faithfully keeps. Yes, he might take his time. Sometimes he is silent. And sometimes the processes he allows that we go through are not understandable. But he is there. He has promised us he would be there. He has promised to give us the victory and lift us up when we fall. And he has promised us that nothing or no one will separate us from his love. Coming back to this story, my beloved friends, one of the things that catches my interest is what happened to this woman who was healed. She took advantage of the opportune moment. Jesus did not go to that place expressly to heal her. And this is wonderful to understand because many were pressing around Jesus. Jesus arrived at that place to preach and heal many sick people. But at that instant, the Bible does not mention another person being healed. At that same instant, during those few minutes, when Jesus was at that place, he was visited by a man named Jairus who fell to his knees in front of Jesus. This man came running from his house because his daughter was extremely sick. And he was told that Jesus was going to be nearby. So he ran towards Jesus, like when you have a great need and you know it is all or nothing. So you must take a great leap of faith. Not a step of faith, but a leap of faith only in that person. Only Jesus could heal her. There was no hope anymore. And I think you do everything for your children. Do you not? Therefore, Jairus closed his ears to any comment and ran looking for Jesus. Now, when he comes before Jesus, he is surrounded by a crowd. And among that crowd was that woman. The woman could hardly get to Jesus because people were pressing around him whenever Jesus tried to move. So many people there needed a miracle. There were many who wanted Jesus to do something to them. So when Jairus arrived, he made his way into the crowd as best as he could. He threw himself on his knees in front of Jesus and asked Jesus to go where his daughter was and lay his hand on her so she would receive healing. At that exact moment, my beloved friends, when I imagine Jesus taking Jairus' hand, lifting him up and saying to him, "Well, it's okay. Let's go to your house and pray for your daughter." This woman was listening to everything. She knew it was an all or nothing opportunity, as I believe or believe opportunity. She had to throw herself and do something. Now, as I told you before, Many people were pressing around Jesus, and it is here where one begins to analyze. I either wait like the others, or I do something. I either see what is in front of me, which prevents me from getting close to Jesus, and stand back and give up on the situation, or walk up to where he is, and something has to happen. Most amazing of all is that quite often our need causes our faith to be triggered so we can believe. And not only say, I believe, but it propels us to do something. Believing was not enough. So this woman was not determined to let Jesus go and wait until he returned from healing Jairus' daughter. Some may say, this woman was an opportunist. She took advantage. But do you know something? There are times in which we must take advantage of the opportunity. There are times when that challenge of faith comes. We may remain passive, saying, well, I better wait for Jesus to come back tomorrow. He's probably going for a walk. I will take advantage when he comes back. No, there are times when we must pray insistently. There are times when we must cry out insistently. We either accommodate ourselves to the situation and give up, or we do what this woman did. She had a faith that pushed her to take advantage of the moment. She had a faith that perhaps made her think, Jesus is going to make a miracle at that house, but before he gets there, something has to happen here. There are so many pressing around Jesus. Perhaps my mathematical possibilities are low. Physically, I am not well. But it is possible that the Lord heals others before me because I am a sinful woman. Do you see everything that this woman had against her and the struggle she could have been living in her mind? But something inside of her told her, move forward and don't miss the opportunity. Today, I come by means of this message to simply remind you that while there is life, there is hope. Do not miss the opportunity. Perhaps this is the moment you need it. Do you understand? Do you understand what this woman is going through? I do not know how Jesus is going to receive me. He is focusing right now on going to heal this man's daughter, this man from the synagogue, Jairus. So I don't know what will happen, but I need to touch at least his robe. An opportunist? No. She knew it was her moment, and it is here where we must have our faith at 100% expectancy, because times will arrive when people tell us, it is not your time to get a miracle. It is not your moment. You have to wait. But you know that Jesus is there. What do? Do you wait for him to return, or do you take a risk and touch him now? This woman had already lost everything, and this was her last hope. Yes, she thought within herself, the least I can do is touch his robe. I know that if I touch his robe, something might happen in my life. It is all or nothing. all or nothing. I tell you again, some thought she was an opportunist because she took advantage that the leader of the synagogue, Jairus, saw Jesus to take him home. So she took advantage of that moment. There are moments of moments, moments in which you must take advantage, in which you must be awake. Hence, this woman threw herself, touched Jesus' robe. And do you know what happened? She was healed. Not because Jesus' robe was magical or miraculous. No, no. It is not about that. It is about faith. The power was not in the robe. The power was in Jesus. This is where the difference is between those who press around Jesus because they have a desire but want to follow him, and those who have the wrong intention or an erroneous motive in their heart. If you want to be one of his followers, you touch him, you stop him, and power comes out of him because you have a truly needy heart. And you know, yes, you know that it is all or nothing in Jesus. When his robe was touched, he stopped and said, "Power came out of me." His disciples said, "But the crowd is pressing around you, so why are you asking who had touched you?" "No, I felt it. There may be thousands pressing around me, but one touch made power come out of me." Hallelujah. This is awesome. Are you asking God to fulfill simply your desire? Or are you asking something from God because you really have a need, which will cause his heart to be touched and he will stop? All or nothing. I call that a violent faith, my beloved friends, that takes advantage of the circumstance and the moment. Do not say, "Today it's a so-and-so moment." No. If I see that door open, I will also go through it. Are you understanding me? A moment of all or nothing. Therefore, this woman received her miracle. What are you going to do today? Are you only going to continue saying, "I believe," but you remain still? Or are you going to continue crying out until you see God's glory? Father, thank you for this wonderful word. I only ask you that we may understand it and it may awaken, Lord, that faith in our heart. May us not say, "This opportunity is for others. It is not for me." No. Take advantage of it because your word says, "Search for the Lord while he can be found. Call him while he is near." If others have access to you, then it is my moment too. I want your presence. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He sends you blessings.